Welcome to the December 4th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, Cisco's Unified Computing System is a hit in the mid-market, VMware updates vSphere, and more. I'm site editor Colin Steele.
And I'm assistant editor Keith Kessinger.
In our top story, Cisco Systems designed its Unified Computing System for large businesses and service providers. But early signs show the UCS is actually catching on in the mid-market instead. Sources say there are just 70 systems and 700 blades in production, numbers that indicate UCS adoption in much smaller organizations. There are lots of reasons why UCS hasn't been a big hit with its target audience. The appliance combines servers, networking equipment, and management software, so businesses with lots of specialized IT departments may not know how to handle it. Large organizations also take a more conservative approach to purchasing and may not be willing to completely overhaul their established data centers to install a new product. On the flip side, UCS lets smaller companies significantly improve their infrastructures just by making one purchase. And although it has a reputation for being expensive, partners say that Cisco builds in discounts that make UCS more competitive than many people think. In other news, VMware has updated vSphere. The first major update to vSphere adds support for Windows 7 as a guest operating system and as a host for the vSphere client. vSphere 4 Update 1 also adds support for Windows Server 2008 R2 as a guest OS. In addition, VMware updated vCenter Server, making high availability improvements and other enhancements. You can download both updates from VMware's website. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. IBM is entering the virtual security market with Virtual Server Security, or VSS, for VMware vSphere. VSS integrates VMware's VMSafe APIs to provide virtual network access control, rootkit detection and prevention, virtual infrastructure monitoring and reporting, and more. A specific launch date wasn't announced, but IBM is aiming for VSS to be available this month. In other news, StoreMagic is offering a free 30-day trial of SVSAN High Availability Kit. The StoreMagic SVSAN creates a virtual SAN from locally attached disk drives in a server. It performs synchronous mirroring between two SVSANs, preventing data loss if one server fails. SVSAN is free for up to 2 terabytes, and after the 30-day trial, the SVSAN High Availability Kit retails for $995 per node. And finally, ActiveBatch now offers VMware extensions for its ActiveBatch job scheduler. The extension includes a set of pre-configured job steps, which let administrators initiate actions from a drag-and-drop interface without the use of command lines or write scripts. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Keith Kessinger.
And I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.